Welcome to Jetstream, the podcast from Wellington College International. My name is Chris Wolfe. I'm the Senior International Director. I have the wonderful job of supporting, connecting and growing our family of schools. Today, I am talking to someone who knows Wellington possibly better than anyone else in the world, Mr. Ed Venables, who is currently the headmaster of Wellington College Prep. Good morning, Ed.
Hello, Chris, and hello, everyone, and thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's a real privilege and a great pleasure. Thank you so much. So in saying Ed knows Wellington better than anyone else, I should say that Ed is an old Wellingtonian. He is a former head of department. He is a former housemaster of his own house. He is a former director of admissions. He is a Wellington parent, as well as being headmaster of Wellington College Prep. So there really is no one else quite with that dimension of knowledge. Ed, perhaps I can just ask you, your first memory of Wellington College?
My first memory, my parents gave me no say in where I wanted to go. My first memory was actually going to the school shop, which is still called Grubby's, and picking up my name tapes with my mum and thinking, this is quite a it's quite a big place, isn't it? And then I remember being driving along the kilometre on my first day with my mum in tears and me not quite understanding why mum was in tears, because I couldn't wait and I was really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope it's still that way as well. And then you went on to be housemaster of your own house. How was that?
It was amazing. It was really fun. The first thing I did is went up onto the roof where I knew my friends used to be naughty up there. And
My friends.
And I was just checking to see whether that still happened. And I caught some boys up there. So I think they sort of knew where I was coming from. But it was just amazing because to be able to understand and sort of empathize with what, you know, the boys, it's a boys' house, were going through was really special. And I think really important to know that you're on their side, because you've walked it with them, and you know that as an HM, you're wanting them to create memories, and that's your job as well as being on side. So no, I think I loved being a housemaster. It's the best job in the world. And I had such good memories of my time there as a boy as well.
Fantastic. So with all of those different experiences, what stands out other than being on the roof of the house? What stands out as sort of highlights of that range of roles that you've had across the whole Wellington community?
It's a fascinating question. So having come from a career beforehand in London where I changed jobs a few times and I had great job satisfaction, I loved it, but I always wanted to learn. And I came to Wellington as a teacher, never having done a teaching qualification. And I've just learned every year nonstop, doing different things, learning about human psychology, watching the school grow in Crowthorne, but also internationally. And the school building a community, becoming a professional organization when I don't feel that other schools were professional in those days. I mean, I've been here 16 years or something. Being part of that growth has just been amazing. And I mean, highlights for me, I always say this, was learning coaching skills and learning how to really help children solve their own problems pastorally. And then, you know, in increasing years, just learning how children learn and how we can help them. And then now it's just moved on to sort of seeing how parenting's changed and how the sort of mental health problems children are facing, how their anxiety about their future is increasing and the skills we need as adults to help them. What I love about the whole Wellington community is how engaged everyone is to just focus on the children, but also focus on the community and looking forward, focusing on how the world is changing and how we adapt around the edges to help that. It's fascinating and it will not stop.
No, absolutely. I think I've noticed similar things in a much shorter time, but I've been working at the international office at Wellington as well. That's fascinating insights. Thank you for sharing that with us. Of course, as the international podcast, what I'd love to ask you a little bit more about is your experiences with our family of schools. And last summer, you took a trip to Wellington College Bangkok as part of the review team. So Wellington College International always reviews our schools around the world. We try and do it collaboratively. All schools everywhere in the world should be trying to be even better versions of themselves. So we send teams of distinguished colleagues to go and see what they're up to, have a chat and talk about what's going well. And you kindly did that for us in Bangkok. I'd love to hear how it went.
Well, it was, I mean, I described it to everybody as I came back as just a privilege, actually. It was so nice to be welcomed into a weirdly familiar environment and a very definitely a familiar culture. Even though, you know, it was embedded in a very different culture around the world, if you know what I mean. But to be given access to any part of the school I wanted to look into, to be welcomed into lessons, to see, to watch some amazing practice going on in a different environment with slightly different kids to that which I'm used to, and to look at everything from early years upwards, was utterly amazing. The thing that struck me is what an amazing opportunity it is to have built a school from scratch, to have, you know, just a stunning building, and to see more building work going on, recreating, sort of replicating what they've got already in many ways. I guess the slight difference is not seeing the sort of the greenery and the playing fields that we have here in Crowthorne and Sandhurst, but yet seeing how a sort of similar ethos is achieved. I went into watch the full school play as well, or the a big play that was going on, and the sort of similarities and the differences there were so interesting. Children wise, I loved it. Children are children all over the world, and that was, they were very open, very happy to chat to me at all ages, actually. It was really sweet. So yeah, that was my takeaway from there. And actually, I then came away thinking, well, as I thought before, we're sort of collectively slightly wasting an opportunity. I know this isn't what we're trying to do, and I know we're absolutely keen to make the most of having all these schools and working together. But I just came away thinking we have such an amazing opportunity to pair up as teachers, to pair up as pupils in many ways, and actually learn together and work out how we can learn from one another. You know, it's a, and I hand this over to you, Chris, but it's a beast of a job to work out how we do this, but we mustn't stop trying to work out how we do it. And I'm so keen to play my part in it, because we have an amazing network of massively talented colleagues, all trying to do the same thing within the same culture. So you know, let's see where we can go with it, and it will be a huge competitive advantage around the world. You know, just sorry to ramble on, but I've come back here, and I just keep talking to our families here and our prospective families about, you know, we're not just a prep school in Sandhurst with local families. We're giving children the access to a global network, which will open their eyes. And from a sort of an educational perspective, it means we learn and we can teach the children better, but it's an opportunity for the children to learn more as well. Long answer to a very short question.
No, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And I love what you say about it all being weirdly familiar in Bangkok. I was there last autumn with one of the Wellington governors, Mark Millikan-Smith, who said that he felt really proud as he arrived at the school because he could see the sort of the scale that the school was trying to aspire to. And he also has, you know, long-standing commitment to the college. Yeah. So I think that resonates with a lot of people. And I also love what you say about the continuous learning. And that is really what I think defines part of the Wellington spirit, is that restlessness to continue to get better, which is what we want to try and do by bringing all of the schools together. So your visit to Bangkok is a great statement to start that off. And there's plenty more we can do. We had our first conference in the summer where all of our headmasters and all of our partners came together. You joined them for dinner, I think, in the evening, because it was what was then Eagle House's speech day. So you were there at dinner when the first head student in Tianjin from a decade ago, Lotus, was talking about her experiences and her visits back to the college. Freddie Coughlin, the head of college, who you'll remember from a couple of years ago, was there talking about his visit to Bangkok. So that sense of a network is starting to get stronger and stronger all the time, I think.
It is. And I was gutted actually to be the only head across the entire group to be working for that conference. And but hey ho, and I loved it. I went to Shanghai to do a coaching course when the school was about 2 years old, I think. And I remember them being set up. And it's just fascinating to see and learn at that conference to see how much progress has been made so quickly, actually, in the grand scheme of things, and to see the network and to see, speaking to people like Freddie, to see the advantages that, you know, that some of our children have had from being able to visit several schools and have that continuity across the schools, but learn about different countries and cultures as a result of it. I've been utterly blown away by the what China have done in terms of pupil information systems and their use of AI now, and talking to colleagues in the room over dinner about what they're doing on that front, it's fascinating. You know, we're trying to do the same thing here, and just being able to marry those two up and work together, it's a huge possibility, as I said, and it's just lovely to have the network coming together like that. And you know, the more we can do that to share, to get to know one another, but to share best practice and to work out how we can develop deeper ties into the schools, that for me is the next stage. The head's brilliant and critically important, but I feel we've just got to get deeper down into the schools to get the connections being made. And actually, you know, I'm delighted actually now, because some of my team have been to conferences. They've been to the Festival of Education in Bangkok, and we're sending others this year. You know, my head of junior school came in the other day and said, well, I've just been chatting to Bangkok head of junior school, and we've discussed this, and that for me is a dream. And so it's, as long as we can get people moving around a lot, it will make brilliant connections.
Absolutely. And you're going to be a part of that yourself as a governor of our school in Tianjin, which was our very first school, opened in 2011. So you're starting as a governor, or maybe just a few weeks ago. Can you tell me a little bit more about, I think you're planning a trip to Tianjin and how that connection might deepen the connections as well?
Well, again, I mean, this is my love of learning, and I hope I will add value to Tianjin, but much more, I will learn an awful lot from Tianjin. And that's for me, I'm doing it because, you know, I'm fascinated to see a school which I know is a brilliant school operating in a brilliant place, and to see what I can learn from that. I'm doing it because I want to meet lots of people and make connections with my team. And I'm doing it because I hope I can add value back the other way a little bit. And you know, with my deep knowledge of the DNA of Wellington College, with my academic but mainly pastoral hat on, I think to be able to sort of give my feelings about how we have grown the pastoral side here. And I do think the UK, rightly or wrongly, is probably experiencing slightly different pastoral pressure on young people that I'm afraid will go around the world, you know, overtly or otherwise. I'm really looking forward to getting into those conversations with the team over there, actually, and to see the differences from that side as well. But you know, hopefully I'll add value and I will definitely learn an awful lot. And I'm hoping to be out there in Easter to have a good look around as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, the schools do a taster day in our China schools. And if you're able to join the Tianjin taster day, I'm sure you will get a fantastic flavour of school life. Talking of school life, we're planning a trip for some of your students to China around the same time. Perhaps you won't want to end up on the same flight, perhaps, but a trip to Nantong is in the offing for some Wellington College prep students.
Well, I would absolutely dearly love to be on the same flight, actually. I think you mentioned that idea to me. I know the team in Nantong have been very keen on it. And I just jumped at these things because I think what an amazing opportunity for potentially our year 7 and 8 children to go. And it'd be incredibly weird for them to be able to go and stay in a Wellington school that is in a completely different part of the world, but they'll have that sort of nice familiarity as well as learning a little bit about a new culture. And there's a real sort of thirst for that here, and to for young people here to start experiencing other parts of the world in a sort of school environment will be phenomenal. And I've got a fantastic team here who are sort of trying to finesse exactly the experiences the children will have. But my dream is that they will come back with their eyes open to China, the Far East, just what the opportunities are, and actually be far less insular about, you know, where the UK sits in the world. And that will help them. It'll help them as people as they grow up, whether they actually end up going on to Wellington College here or whether they go to other schools. It'd be an amazing opportunity. So I'm very grateful for the team for suggesting it, and we'll hopefully get it off the ground.
Absolutely. No, that sort of broadening of horizons for young people at that point in their lives is really empowering, really, really exciting. So I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
It's fascinating because obviously we've got Wellington UK has got the challenge in a way of starting age 13 for 5 years. And, you know, if you're doing that 5 year journey and you're preparing for public exams quite quickly, and then, you know, it's really hard to find the time to get out and do it. And I just remember discussing this a long time ago, and just to say, you know, discussing year 7 and 8 are just the perfect opportunities to do that. And so, you know, the joining of Wellington College Prep with Wellington College now in a greater way really allows us to actually use 7 and 8 in a way that other schools I don't think possibly can. So, you know, selfishly for me, it's a lovely competitive advantage we've got there, and I really want to build on it.
Fantastic. It sounds like a great moment to talk a bit about the developments at Wellington College Prep. And it's an exciting time in the international family of schools, but you have had a very busy summer, I imagine. Talk us through how Wellington College Prep is going. I mean, it's only a few weeks old.
Well, in many ways, nothing has changed from beforehand. But weirdly, the name change has changed an awful lot. It sort of changed people's outlook on life. It's definitely connected us with the college in a better way. We will always have the challenge that unlike the international schools, we're not a through school. So not everyone will come from the prep to the senior school. But that doesn't matter in a way, because we're now, I feel, sitting here as a prep school with a global outlook. You know, we have the opportunity to be connected with all these other schools, which most prep schools can't do. We can learn from senior schools because we live next door to one and we work very closely with one, and most prep schools can't do that. We have so much more to do to link things up, but we had an inset with staff from both the prep and the college, which I know every single international school does, but it's a no-brainer. And we were talking about AI, and we were talking about character education. And, you know, for my staff, that then translates to my teachers. It's been really, really brilliant. And we've got a lot to do in terms of integrating ourselves even further with the college, but internationally as well, all for the better for everyone. And we're going to have a lovely smart new uniform, and we're going to feel, I think, much more part of the group when we're wearing the same crest. And it sounds really weird, but I think it's quite important.
No, absolutely. No, it sounds like a really exciting time at the prep school. Hugely inspiring to hear your background in all things Wellington, and your continuing involvement with the family of schools is really, really exciting. So thank you for taking the time to talk me through it this morning. I think you've got some students arriving in your office imminently, so we should pause there. But it's been a real privilege and a great pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
I've got my year 4 tutor group now, but thank you. And it's been lovely to chat to you, and thank you for inviting me on.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.